It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. The death toll keeps rising from the tsunami that recently struck Sulawesi, Indonesia. The deadly wall of water was generated by a 7.5 magnitude earthquake offshore. The Indonesian government installed a system of 22 buoys to help detect pressure changes related to the formation of a tsunami, but they haven't been functional in years. And the new system, to be anchored to the ocean floor and less vulnerable to vandalism, was awaiting the green light for deployment when it was rejected for lack of funding just days before the most recent disaster struck. University of Pittsburgh political science professor Louise Comfort worked with teams of researchers in the U.S. and Indonesia to develop an undersea sensor network to detect tsunamis. Professor Comfort joins us now. Welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you for having me.
So what are the challenges that Indonesia has faced in preparing for extreme events like tsunamis?
Indonesia is in a very risk-prone environment, 17,000 islands and counting. It has a major earthquake over 7-point magnitude on the Richter scale every year, at least every year. It's vulnerable also to tsunamis and volcanic eruptions. So this is a major challenge for the country.
And of course, a little more than a decade ago, there was a huge catastrophic tsunami event there in Indonesia.
Yes, 2004, a tsunami at the tip of northern Sumatra, Banda Aceh, and literally 1 in 3 people in that city were killed. I was there 2.5 months after the tsunami, but seeing the devastation and still it was the stench of dead bodies 2.5 months, it's just sobering. And it's this kind of experience that has made me so intent on trying to do what is possible to support decision-making for the public managers that face these horrifying situations.
So I understand that the proposal to get these sensors installed in Western Sumatra stalled, in fact, just a few days before this latest tsunami hit. I guess it was due to funding concerns. How did you react when you heard that news?
I was profoundly disappointed. So there were two parts to this project. One is the undersea network that provides the initial near real-time warning. And then the second is the network of electronic devices, essentially cell phones, handheld cell phones, that enable people in the community to communicate as they evacuate or move to safer ground. We had planned to do the deployment this fall, September, October. The Indonesian agency, BMKG, was very interested in this proposal. You know, unfortunately, the project is currently on hold until more funding comes in.
So it's like that everybody agreed that people should wear seatbelts, but there wasn't enough money for everyone to have one.
Unfortunately, that's exactly the case.
As I understand it, there was a system of buoys there to warn people about tsunamis. What happened to them?
That's one of the painful parts of this project. Indonesia, supported by the U.S. and Germany, had 22 buoys that were operating and designed actually to provide similar data from the ocean floor, change in the water pressure in the water column. But those buoys actually had been vandalized and were not functioning. And as a matter of fact, the Marine Survey Agency, BPPT, that managed the buoys actually canceled that program because they were not able to keep them operational. So the buoys had not been operating since 2016.
Now, what are the advantages of the system that you've helped to develop over this now defunct system of buoys?
The major difference is it is anchored to the ocean floor, so it cannot be vandalized. And it uses a very interesting scientific phenomenon of the thermocline of warm equatorial waters to enable acoustic communication, that is underwater communication, where the data is transmitted from the sensors to another communication center, to another communication sensor, and then picked up and transmitted via cable to a land station that transmits the data via satellite.
And of course, acoustic communication in the water is what the whales use, huh?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
To what extent has the perspective now of the Indonesian government changed, given this recent disaster?
Well, I hope it has changed. Right now, I'm certain that their full attention is on the immediate recovery. But, you know, I do hope that the agencies will reconsider this as a very important part of their overall tsunami early warning system.
Louise Comfort is a professor at the University of Pittsburgh. Thank you so much for taking time with us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.